And that's Frank Turner. And I am out of here. I'm gone. I'm full of beans, as Gakka mentioned, and I am excitingly going out to see the show right now at the Biltmore Cabaret. So I will see you there. You can always reach me at robert@badbird.tv. That's robert@badbird.tv. Gak, you look like you have something you want to say.
Listeners, this man that you've just been listening to has been squirming in his chair delightedly. He's basically had that little sort of like stamping foot, and he's just been like, he's just, you know, his head's kind of doing that movement there. It's just like watching like a cartoon lava lamp in human form.
The cartoon lava lamp in human form. That's great. And it's true. Everything.
That's actually how he looks normally, but true. At this point, yeah, the heat must have been turned on a bit more.
Yeah. No, you know what? It was an excellent day. It was. I like this weather. I'm all about sun and cool breeze.
Oh, nice, sort of like perfect kind of autumn, that the weather that we normally don't get here. But
yes, exactly. That's exactly it. I like that weather a lot. In fact, it's my birthday next week. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, you're everyone.
Now I know that. Everyone will know that. Everyone will be waiting here at this point. They'll be festooning you with gifts and lauding your wisdom.
Well, there's a lot of wisdom to laud.
Yes.
Yes. You know, actually, you know, everyone's out and invited for my birthday. Everyone who's listening.
Where are we going?
The casino.
Okay. We'll get one of those little Burger King crowns as well.
And you know what? I don't know. That would have been a good idea, though. I could have just said, hey, everyone, come out to Main Street.
This bar. My backyard.
It'll probably be the Five Point. Probably the Five Point.
Five Point.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a tradition, I suppose. It was my local watering hole for a long time, so.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, yeah, Saturday, come up for my birthday. You wish me happy birthday on my Facebook page, too, which is Robert Privet, or you can go to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, and where I post these episodes, and this one was a good one. It was a great one, and I because I played it was so much stuff relating to the show coming up, I didn't feel like I needed to, you know, do much of the kind of playlist stuff, so I kind of had like a greatest hits of a lot of the bands that I like.
Nice. It's always good to have something like that. You got to mix it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, stay tuned for Gak with Explode and Movies. Your ad is really sensual.
Is it?
Sexual.
Well, it's very punchy as well, too, but it's full of
I didn't feel punchy.
No, you didn't feel punchy? Well, I'm sort of punchy that way. It must be all that gunfire that appears there. But yeah, it's quite invigorating, as it were.
Yes, it is. Anyway, so stay tuned for some more invigoration here on CITR.
My name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
So we began the show with a little bit of John Phonics there with the one sampling. I don't even know which way this is facing. Hi.
Hello.
Don't even know which 80s song that sampling there, but wonderful bit of a high-energy pop sort of reform there. And the one originally can be found on the limited edition of the individually screened print cover 7-inch called Brook Out, a reference to the London scene of brooking out to the jungle music. And that song is by the London producer, sometimes known as the Calcium Kid, but otherwise John Phonics, a.k.a. Jonathan Phoenix. It can also be found on Volume 7 of the Brownswood Bubblers compilation, curated by Giles Peterson, the preeminent taste selector from BBC Radio. And in the background, from somewhere in the 70s, this is Bobby Cook and the Explosions with Untitled Jam. You can find this on the Numero Group's Local Customs Downriver Revival compilation, which is a tribute compilation to the suburban Detroit label W Sound from 1969 to 1981. So good evening. The name of the show here is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Mindful Community Radio Station, CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be isolating these little explosions until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So towards the back half of the episode, we're going to look at Canadian composer Michael Dana and some work from this year. There's a collaboration he did with his brother Jeff on the recent television series Camelot, and then on his own for the recent baseball flick Moneyball. But let's welcome back DJ Shadow to the airwaves, the Californian DJ who created the first fully sampled album back in 1996. Well, with the album Introducing. He's got a new one out, his first since 2006 erratic hi-fi album, The Outsider. This one's called The Less You Know, The Better, and it comes out this week after some delays due to some copyright clearance, and it finds him back in the timeless waters of decades of weird music. So this tune, for instance, features the Swedish prog rock act Trattoria Ariga Kriget, a bit of a sample here, but also some behind some vocals, bit of a folky gospel vein here. So, from The Less You Know, The Better, this is DJ Shadow with Redeemed.
Thank you.
said, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best.
Cut, truck, belly, shit, shit. Yeah. Spilling while we hitting every bump that my Denali hit. Outfit is 4,000 and better. The rhinestones in my Flintstone look crazy in my sweater. Real fall. It's not a big fairy tale, that's my MO. Fuck bitches on the reg with no problem. Iceberg rabbits in the Fox Hill Mall. Yeah. Where I caught two more, brought four for RZA. Bad boy, thank you for the special deliver.
No, thank you.
Kiss me by the pool and my Tony Stark slipping. Wonder Woman arm, ghost is intelligent. May 30 off a dust dime, I was killing him. Dip Castle 116, I was feeling him. Them days kept a Chris Coke dollar bill on him. I lived it out,
yeah. Special delivery,
I spit it out.
Special delivery,
I lived it out,
yeah. Special delivery,
I spit it out.
Special delivery,
I want that.
Behind closed doors, hitting truth to the sea floor. The rich don't know, ignore the tug of war. While the kids are poor, open door and better drugstores. So I became hardcore, couldn't take it no more. I'ma reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on in the streets.
The heat from the streets, I got to eat. Talk what I walk, I stalk with bronze feet. Angel spell, yell, do rag sheet. Jump on the jam with 36 peak. Beat up the beat, overload rap street fix. Came in the wind like the John Woo flex. Flick takes the spirit, crash more clearer. The sweat of the body covers the man in the mirror. Man in the mirror, man in the mirror. Sing it, 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 sing it.
Mixing the great tastes of DC hardcore band Fugazi with the Shaolin Rappers from Staten Island, the Wu-Tang Clan. That was Wugazi with a Ghetto Afterthought. And of course, there was some foul language that you should not have listened to at all. Listener discretion is advised for those of you about to go a couple of minutes in the past. Wugazi is the brainchild of Doomtree's Cecil Otter and Swiss Andy. And earlier this year, they came up with the idea of taking the instrumental sections of Fugazi, mostly from their album 13 Songs, and they took the a cappella bits from Wu-Tang's debut, Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. Mostly just a little bit of bleed through some of the songs there. And then they released the entire album for free. So Mr. Privet from the show you heard before mine, sore throats and clapping hands, tip me on to the knowledge. So go find it on your local internet. Wu-Gazi. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. If you are available in the sub at all at any time, this is one of the two fine establishments with which you can acquire libation of some sort.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things she been seen, guess you better find your way back home.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And next up, Summer Camp. They're the indie duo of Jeremy Wormsley and Elizabeth Sankey out of West London in England. Their debut album, Welcome to Condale, will be out through their own label, Apricot Records, but they'll have some distribution help from Moshi Moshi. So from that album, here's Summer Camp with Better Off Without You.
You're always wasting my time.
So there is a local act by the name of Synthcake, and that was Red Raw. Although for some reason the EP labels it differently as Dancing Brain, but Red Raw, we heard that in the lyrics, and that's off their self. Is that self-titled? No. Good note-taking here. This is from Musicophilia. And the Vancouver act will be playing around town in the coming weeks, November 5th at the Waldorf. And if you are going to Shindig on November 8th, they are going to be part of the CITR Battle of the Bands at the Railway Club, hosted by Winnipeg Jets fan Ben Lai, host of Thursday Nights Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And I think the Jets actually scored some points recently. Whether they win or not, we shall see. Let's head to Flyers country here. So the War on Drugs are from Philadelphia, and back in 2005, at the time, he included Kurt Vile as a co-founder, but he left in 2008 to go solo. After a few other personnel changes, the War on Drugs have been able to continue as a quartet, and their second album, Slave Ambient, came out this past August, and Vile does appear on a track or two. So from Slave Ambient, here is the War on Drugs with Come to the City.
You can Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
So we started that set off with The War on Drugs with Come to the City off the Slave ambient record through Secretly Canadian. And also off that label, we heard Gardens and Villa with the song Black Hills, and that's off their self-titled debut. Gardens and Villa are from Santa Barbara, California, and they have a beguiling mix of gothic synths and sunny folk pop. And then we close that set off with Too Late for Dancing, as performed by Shapes and Sizes, a band originally from Victoria, BC, but now based in Montreal. Too Late for Dancing comes off their most recent album, A Candle to Your Eyes, released last year through Sufjan Stevens' label, Asthmatic Kitty. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca on the internet. I'm Gak, I'm here till 9, and eventually we will get to the Dana Brothers, involving the score to Moneyball and the Camelot series. But we're going to get a little bit of Southern Rock here from Megaphon, who played this past week at the Electric Owl. The three guys behind Megaphon were part of various North Carolina bands after all three moved from Wisconsin. And at one point, they were in a band called De Yarmond Edison with a fellow by the name of Justin Vernon, before that band broke up, and then Vernon headed off to form Bon Iver. Megaphon formed what was left of Edison at the time, but the breakup wasn't that acrimonious since reunion at South by Southwest occurred this year. So from their self-titled third album, this is Megaphon with State Meant.
Thank you.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
You might find it cheap, but you're never gonna find it free. There's a lot of cheap talk about the road I take. There's a lot of old horses getting stuck at the gate. Keep you my heart, but I know it's too late, and I ain't got the time to sit around here.
There's Portland, Oregon's Blitzen Trapper getting a little bit more greasy than they have in the past. And that was Might Find It Cheap. And you can find it off this year's American Gold Win Angle through Sub Pop. And Blitzen Trapper will be at the Rickshaw Theater on November 10th, along with Dawes and Bell Brigade for what looks to be a frighteningly phenomenal show. There's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We're going to hop over to San Francisco now with Wooden Ships. S-H-J-I-P-S, and it's a psych band that tips its cap to the Swedish psych scene. The quartet is planning a bit of an East Coast tour next month, and they got a date with the Black Angels on New Year's Eve to close down the venerable venue in Austin, Texas, Emos, before it gets sold and South by Southwest experiences some changes for 2012. So from their latest album, West Through Thrill Jockey, this is Wooden Ships with Black Smoke Rise. We'll be right back. From their latest album, The Whole Love, that was Wilco with Born Alone. And The Whole Love is the first album released on Wilco's own label, DBPM, or Decibels Per Minute, as Jeff Tweedy's band retains its six-piece shape for the most stable version of Wilco ever. And the band has announced a tour for the start of 2012, so mark February 5th on the calendar, since they do have a date at the Orpheum with you, almost 2 years to the date after their epic Olympic appearance at David Lamb Park. So stay tuned. We got some baseball up next here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourba.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
So Mike Davis, the tying run is at second base with two out. Now the Dodgers don't need the muscle of Gibson as much as a base hit. And on deck, Sacks waiting on deck. But the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
We started a little bit of vintage Vin Scully there with one of his classic calls from the Game 1 of the 1988 World Series where Kirk Gibson limped around the bases. And then we heard a song about a Detroit Tiger pitcher by the name of Mark Fidrick, although everyone back in the day nicknamed him for the Bird, based the way how he behaved on the mound, just sort of walking around it at times, talking to the ball, talking to the resin mound, throwing balls back at the umpire for saying that there are too many hits in it. And that was the Baseball Project with 1976 off their High and Inside album. It's the second volume in their baseball-inspired music. And, of course, Fidrick was in the news for a bit there since the song alludes to his returning back to 1976. Since 2009, Mark Fidrick was in a bit of a farm accident that unfortunately claimed his life. The Baseball Project are a supergroup consisting of Peter Buck from the recently retired REM, one of REM's frequent collaborators, Scott McCaughey, from the Dream Syndicate, Steve Wynn, and then Linda Pittman as well. So the World Series starts this Wednesday as the St. Louis Cardinals kick off against the Texas Rangers. So with that in mind, let's look at the soundtrack to the recent baseball film Moneyball, which covers the story of Oakland Athletics general manager Billy Bean, as played by Brad Pitt, and his introduction of statistics into scouting. So originally, this film was going to be directed by Steven Soderbergh. He was the main man behind what was going on there. But direction went over to Bennett Miller instead. And the score was composed by Michael Dana. He's a composer born in Winnipeg, but he moved to Toronto after studying piano at the Royal Conservatory there. His first score was for Adam McGoyan's 1987 film Family Viewing. And since then, Dana has scored or worked with the Toronto director on seemingly every project since then, including 2009's Chloe. So let's listen to several cues here from the Moneyball soundtrack. We're going to start off with One Out Away. This is Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
So we started off with one out away, then we heard Big League, Can't Miss Prospect, the short clip Coaching, and then we just heard More. And in the background, we hear Hattie, and then we'll hear a little bit of On Its Head as well, too, all by Michael Dana for the recent film Moneyball. Moneyball is helmed by director Bennett Miller, and Moneyball marks the second time that Dana has collaborated with him. Previously, had worked together on the film Capote. Dana has also worked with directors such as Terry Gilliam with some of the recent films, Joel Schumacher, and Ang Lee, with whom he'll be working together on shortly for the film adaptation of Yann Martel's 2001 novel, The Life of Pi. Dana has another score out now as well, too, in courts with his guitarist brother, Jeff, and they actually did work together on one of Gilliam's films. I believe it was the Parnassus one. I can never get the full title behind that. But together they worked on the recent Starz TV series Camelot. And Jeff studied the guitar rather than the piano, but he didn't actually do that much professional playing due to a hand injury. And then he went over to Hollywood. And in contrast to Michael's dramatic score work, Jeff's resume includes a bit more action films. But as I said, the brothers have collaborated often together on various genres. So after this, we're going to listen to a couple cues from the recent adaptation of Arthurian lore from Michael Dana and Jeff Dana's score to the Camelot TV series. We're going to listen to the main titles. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
So we started off with the main titles to Camelot, then we heard Arwen's Tale of the Fire, then we got all very exciting there at the Great Hall at Camelot, then we heard Court at the Pendragon, and in the background we're listening to Merlin's Story of the Sword, and then we'll close with a little bit of Kay Arrives at His Father's House. So this is all from the soundtrack of the television series Camelot, with Michael and Jeff Dana, adding a bit more of an Eastern exotic flair this way, along with definitely the Gaelic feel. And both Dana brothers are nominated for an Emmy with this soundtrack. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up 9 p.m. is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock. And then we'll close our broadcast day at 1 a.m. until Pacific Picking picks things up at 6 a.m. Tuesday. Bright, bright and early. I don't even know if it's bright at 6 a.m. then. Ugh. Anyways, if you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and then you'll see it on the Monday evening slot there. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can find also all the rest of CITR's fine programming that way. There's a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies, too. I'm on Twitter, but it really makes no sense most of the time. The alias is 100 Air. So next week, Portishead's going to be in town, so I'm going to definitely profile that, and of course, I'm going to be running up right before the show, so expect a mix of live and pre-programmed stuff there as I figure out what's going on. I also have a little bit of library music there to sort of provide a little bit of soundtracky stuff. So we're going to close with Gypsophilia. They're a Halifax septet focused on gypsy jazz mixed in with a bit of klezmer, funk, and bebop and stuff like that, so a very Django Reinhardt type thing. I totally want to do a show about that at some point, but I have to sort of collect a little bit more of that. So they have a new album out. It's called Constellation. And what we're going to do is listen to a bit called Goncourt. So stay tuned for the Jazz Show for some actual bebop, hard bop, and all the assorted other bop needs that you may have. So this is Gak signing off. We'll see you next week. Ciao.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9.